Senate has 5 days to pass the Clarity Act before summer recess. The Senate has roughly 5 working days to advance the Clarity Act before members leave Washington for their August recess. According to a widely shared post from Watcher Guru on August 2, 2026, that compressed window turns a long-running policy fight into a hard deadline. If the chamber does not act before it breaks, the bill that would set market structure rules for digital assets gets pushed into a fall calendar, already stacked with spending fights and campaign season. Markets are not treating the countdown as a catalyst. Bitcoin sat at $63,018 as of August 2, 2026, down 0.02% on the day and 2.17% over the week, with the Fear and Greed Index at 34, fear. Ether traded near $118.54 and the broader tape was flat. Regulatory deadlines rarely move price on their own, but the outcome here shapes the rules that exchanges, token issuers, and payment providers in the United States will operate under for years. The stakes behind the deadline, the Clarity Act, is the market structure piece of the crypto legislative package. It aims to divide oversight of digital assets between the SEC and the CFTC, define when a token is a security versus a commodity, and give builders a clearer path to launch without guessing which regulator will come knocking. That question has driven years of enforcement by lawsuit, and the industry has argued the ambiguity pushes projects and jobs offshore. A recess miss does not kill the bill, but it raises the cost of delay. September and October bring appropriations deadlines and the run-up to midterm campaigning, both of which crowd out complex bipartisan legislation. Bills that lose their slot before a long break often lose momentum with it, a vote that keeps slipping. The 5-day framing lands on top of weeks of stop-start signals. Senate Majority Leader John Thune had earlier placed the Clarity Act on his pre-recess to-do list, as we covered in Thune's Senate agenda. Senator Cynthia Lummis has publicly blamed Democrats for stalling the bill to avoid a recorded vote, while other reporting described the effort losing steam on Capitol Hill as competing priorities piled up. The competing narratives point to the same reality. The votes have not been locked down, and the schedule is unforgiving. A 5-day sprint leaves little room for the amendments, floor debate, and cloture steps that a bill of this size normally requires. The regulator is not waiting. Congress is not the only branch with a plan. The SEC has signaled it is prepared to write crypto rules on its own if lawmakers stall, which would hand the agency wide discretion over the exact boundaries the Clarity Act was meant to draw by statute. For an industry that wanted legislative certainty, rulemaking by a single agency is a weaker substitute. It can be litigated, revised under a new chair, or reversed by a future administration. That dynamic raises the stakes of the recess deadline. A pass gives builders durable rules set in law. A miss leaves the field to agency interpretation and the next election, with the industry once again reading tea leaves instead of statute. The read for crypto users. For everyday holders and people who spend crypto through cards, the near-term effect is indirect. Clear market structure rules would reduce the risk that a U.S. exchange or token gets caught in a sudden enforcement action, the kind of event that can freeze withdrawals or delist assets. Rules around token classification also touch how stablecoin issuers and card programs structure their U.S. products. None of that changes overnight if the Senate passes the bill this week. The rulemaking and implementation that follow legislation take months. The immediate signal from a pass would be political. Proof that a divided Congress can move a crypto bill across the line, which tends to pull more institutional capital off the sidelines than any single price move.